Don Potter returns to Rochester this weekend for four concerts with principal Pops conductor Jeff Tyzik and the Rochester Philharmonic Orchestra, one Friday, two Saturday, and one more on Sunday. WXXI's Jeff Spivak caught up with Potter to talk about Christmas music.
We have the snow, now we get the soundtrack. That's the Gala Holiday Pops concerts this weekend at Kodak Hall at Eastman Theater. But how do we prevent it from coming off like a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie? Don Potter can't tell you. He finds himself caught in that happy little chestnut roasting vortex every year. Potter and his wife, Christine, celebrate with the community around them among the hills of North Carolina.
There's a barn down the road. We all come and hang out there, put up Christmas trees and play music and shout and play. It's like a movie. You know what I mean?
With a show called Gala Holiday Pops and a lush program that also includes the 200-member Festival High School Chorale, come expectations of Christmas songs derived from years of wandering through shopping malls in a daze.
I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do on this thing. I know that some of the greatest singers in the world have sung the songs I think I'm about to sing. You know, who does White Christmas, let's see, better than Bing Crosby? or, you know, after you hear Frank Sinatra or Nat King Cole or any number of people sing absolutely gorgeous Christmas songs, what do you do with it?
Potter is a member of the Rochester Music Hall of Fame, a celebration of his contributions to a Rochester music scene that included Chuck and Gap Mangione, Tony Levin, Steve Gadd, and his late musical partner, Bat McGrath. And now, Potter is all in on the idea of being part of a Rochester holiday extravaganza. Yet when you're messing with people's cherished traditions, songs such as I'll Be Home for Christmas, you're skating on thin ice.
I just feel like it's a beautiful sentiment. It isn't too sappy. It's not too syrupy, and yet it really is sincere and those kinds of things. You know, I can get away with things like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, which I love that, too, because I always love that Mel Torme thing. He's so cool, and those types of things, I really love that.
The best answer might be a familiar song with a new arrangement.
And most arrangers and conductors, as you know, as Jeff is, they've done so much of it, they're pretty much out of ideas, you know, because they've done so many different versions. So when I showed up with just slightly different versions, he was really happy. He just said, oh, this is great. This is new.
But sometimes no amount of pearls can dress up a pig.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, you know, there's only just so many ways you can hear that you can stand it.
Jeff Spivak, WXXI News.
For more on the Gala Holiday Pop Show and Don Potter, go to WXXINews.org.